An old saw holds that a classic country music song must contain certain ingredients. Lamenting a broken heart, bemoaning a beat-up pickup truck, perhaps mourning the loss of a beloved hound dog, or regretting the return of a lover who just won't go away. Singer Mary Gaucher knows the lyrics well from her own hardscrabble life. She grew up in Louisiana, adopted by a family from Thibodaux, dropped out of high school, stole her family's car at age 15, was a drug addict, and spent time in jail. And she straightened out and sobered up, became a restaurateur in Boston, and is now breaking through as a songwriter. Mercy Now is Mary Gaucher's major label debut on Lost Highway Records.
Packing bag upon visions and a dream, dressed hunger for home.
Mary Gaucher joins us from member station KUT in Austin. Hello, Mary.
Hello to you.
And we should point out that Gaucher is spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. Is there a Cajun background to that name?
Well, yeah, there is. We have our own way of saying French in South Louisiana. And, you know, down home, everybody would say Gaucher. And that's just not going to happen in most parts of the world. So I opted for Gaucher, which also has proven to be a problem.
Do you feel your life follows the rhythms of a country music classic?
Anyone that lives to 30 will have gone through an awful lot of things. That's songs written in the country genre cover, you know. It's up, it's down, it's sideways. Life is a series of false starts, and mine may be a little more dramatic.
A few years back here on NPR, you spoke to John Itzy, and you told him you like to write about epiphanies and the human moments when you hit a fork in the road. What are the epiphanies you write about on Mercy Now?
Yeah, I think as a writer, that's the most interesting moments when your character, or sometimes it's yourself, hits that place where if you go left, your entire life will be different than if you go right. I think that the song Mercy Now, the title track of the new CD, is a song that covers, I guess, a sense of forgiveness. The writer, who is me, is learning to forgive and find a place of peace in my heart for all the things I used to take on as a angry young woman. And I think that really is an epiphany in my own heart, and I guess I captured it as best I could with that song.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground.
Tell us what was going through your mind when you wrote that.
Well, it was more like I reeled it in than I wrote it. It's like I was out there and I caught this fish and I started reeling and I realized, my goodness, this is a big one. I honestly think that it was floating around out there, and I was the lucky songwriter to have my line in the water that day and catch it. I'm absolutely certain that it came through me and not from me.
My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt.
So, does it not reflect specifics of your own life?
It started there, and then it worked its way out. I felt like it started with a little navel-gazing at myself, and then it just started pulling back, and I saw my country, my church, and I saw the world, and then it became all of us as the lens pulled back.
Every single one of us could use now.
I think that inspiration is something that comes from outside of me and becomes a part of me through this mysterious process. It's the spark. It's this voice that whispers in the artist's ear and says, the word mercy is very important, and you've got to incorporate that into a song right now. And that voice is something that you have to turn the volume up on and pay attention to and respect. If you see songwriters talking to themselves, they're talking to the muse, and we're just half crazy people. We really are following voices no one else hears. It's lunacy, but it's also a very noble profession and a difficult job. It's not easy being a songwriter.
It's a cheap hotel. The heat pipes hiss. The bathroom's down the hall and it smells like.
The CD begins with an extremely dark song, Falling Out of Love. What kind of tone were you trying to set by putting that song first?
That is a breakup song that sounds like I co-wrote it with Edgar Allan Poe. It's about as dark a song as I've written, but yet in the chorus, the repeat is, "Let me out, set me free." So there's not despair as much as an acknowledgement of an ending.
Let me out. Set me free.
I wanted to put the end at the beginning because that's the way my life has been. Every ending has, by definition, been a beginning. It's an opportunity for brand new experiences and brand new feelings and brand new emotions. Once you finish grieving your loss through death or through divorce or through an ending, you're given a lot of space for new things.
Well, I stared out the windshield into the rain so
when you decided to devote yourself full-time to singing and songwriting, you knew you needed to study the craft, and you've said that you went to the feet of the masters and sat there.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a misconception that you're born with this incredible ability to put words and melodies together. People think songwriters are born that way. Some are, most aren't. Most songwriters, including myself, learn the craft. So I had to go to Nashville and come here to Austin and learn how to do that from people who are very, very good at it and are willing to show young writers how to craft a song.
The parade of souls is marching across the sky.
Wheel Inside the Wheel paints a vivid picture of icons of New Orleans all partying in heaven. Was that song your celebration of their take on death?
That song was inspired by the passing of a friend of mine named Dave Carter, a fellow songwriter. I wanted to try to honor him with a song.
A second line forms, a navy wave, white hankies in the wind. Satchmo takes a solo, he flashes his million-dollar smile. Marie Laveau promenades.
Coming from New Orleans, I knew that the imagery of the song would be all borrowed from New Orleans pictures and sights and the incredible way New Orleans deals with death. So I got that out of my youth in South Louisiana.
So ride that flaming serpent, wine the golden ring. Mardi Gras Indians chanting the streets at sundown.
I guess I'd call that song a recitation. It's a spoken word song that delivers image after image. It's a slideshow of what I think it might be like after death, where the soul parade is walking across the sky.
He'd get home at 5:30.
I Drink, which you co-wrote with your mentor and former producer, Crit Harman, is a song that you recorded for the second time on this CD.
Pick a fight with mama. Complain about us kids getting in his hair.
I Drink is a study of a character who in my mind is a middle-aged guy who's got a drinking problem who is not going to do anything about it. And it's a matter-of-fact delivery. People find it funny sometimes, and people find it really sad sometimes.
Chicken TV dinner. 6 minutes. defrost, three on high. Beer to wash her down with, then another, a little whiskey on the side.
Everybody assumes that I'm the drunk in that song. And of course it is. But of course it isn't. It's both. You know, they say that all biography is fiction and all fiction is biography. It's almost always both. It starts with the personal and works itself into the imaginary.
Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry, hold me up, sit and think.
When you look at where you are now, are you comfortable that the drinking and drugging days are behind you?
Well, coming this summer, I'll be 15 years clean and sober, which is the exact amount of time that I was out there on the streets making a mess of my life. So I think I'm equal now, even. And so I'd really hate to blow it at this point. Now that I'm a newborn baby, I feel like I'm just getting started here. But I don't think about long-term sobriety. I think about today, and I think about now, and I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident I'm going to make it to my pillow tonight. And so I just play the mind game on myself and say, just today, and that works for me.
Mary Gaucher, her new CD, Mercy Now, is on Lost Highway Records. You can hear full audio cuts on our website, npr.org. She joined us from the studios of member station KUT in Austin. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure speaking to you today.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast.